Pivot to your purpose and persevere under pressure. That's the topic. It's the title of today's Daily Dose. Look, it's never too late to be who God called you to be and to do what God has created you to do. It's never too early as well. Now look, we've been watching a world leader emerge right before our eyes as he takes his place on the world stage as a man of conviction and courage. And no, I'm not talking about an American leader, and I'm not talking about our president. Rather, I'm talking about Ukrainian President Zelensky. For you see, it was just 3 years ago that a 40-year-old comic and actor, Vladimir Zelensky, made a huge life change as he ran and was elected to be the president of his country. It was what you could call a pivot to purpose, a pivot to purpose. Instead of making jokes and pretending as an actor, this man stepped into his role of leading an entire nation, making the tough calls and courageously standing up against a world superpower, Russia, their bully. I would even say, as we're seeing in Ukraine right now, what's going on there, an evil leader, Putin, right? But Zelensky takes his place on the world stage, stands up against this superpower as they threaten and ultimately invade his country. It's no joke. It's severe what's going on right now. But in his early 30s, this man stepped into his purpose, proving once again that it's never too late to pivot to your purpose. You know Moses. I'm talking about Moses of the Bible, of course. He's an example of this as well. He made a pivot to his purpose at the age of 80. He was used by God to lead an entire nation out of slavery into freedom. He was just hiding and herding sheep before his pivot. So here's my question. Are you living in your God-ordained purpose? Are you doing what God has created you to do? If so, I say amen, stay strong, and enjoy the glorious ride. It can be bumpy, but it's good. But if you're not living in your purpose, then I would encourage you to pray and ask God, the one who created you for a purpose and on purpose, ask him to help you pivot to your purpose. Maybe fear or the desire for convenience has been keeping you from making this pivot. Again, I'm telling you, it's never too late. Let today be the day that you humble yourself before the Lord and let him lead you into your future, into your purpose. But check this out. Purpose. Purpose is often confirmed when we're placed under pressure. You know, it was the pressure of prison and death that confirmed the purpose of the early disciples. It was the pressure of Goliath that confirmed David's purpose of leadership. And it's the pressure of war that has confirmed the leadership and the purpose of President Zelensky over in Ukraine. It's this pressure that's revealed the character and the courage of this man who pivoted to his purpose in his early 40s. But let's understand this. How we respond under pressure makes all the difference. I mean, just think about it. What if Jesus would have just folded under the pressure of the cross and walked away? What if Paul would have stopped ministering the gospel at the first sign of pressure and persecution? Look, it's when we persevere under pressure that we discover the richness of our purpose actually realized. Did you know that President Biden offered Zelensky a way out of Ukraine? He would come and fly him out of Ukraine so that he could be safe. But Zelensky, understanding his purpose and his calling, said no. No. He would rather remain under the pressure. He'd rather persevere and risk his own life because he understands his purpose. And I imagine that probably surprised our president, who would have more than likely taken the flight. I'm just saying. But look, often our purpose is discovered when we're placed under great pressure. You know, that's how diamonds are made. It takes coal and puts that coal under great pressure, and out comes a diamond. But sometimes what do? Maybe often we run from the pressure. We got to stop running from the pressure and instead allow it to have its usefulness in our lives. Allow it to take us from being coal into being diamonds for the glory of God. And remember what it says in James 1, beginning of verse 2. It says, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials, pressures of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. So let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Amen. Let that be said about us. Let's not allow pressure to keep us from pivoting to our purpose. Let's not allow pressure to prevent us from persevering in our purpose. After all, this is when the big maturing and the big God stuff happens. Again, purpose is often found in perseverance. So stay. Don't quit. Don't run away. Don't let life's circumstances pull you out of your purpose. Finish the race. Be faithful. I've seen too many men allow the circumstances of life, the pressures of life, even the pressures of family, pull them away from their God-ordained purpose. So I'm going to wrap us up with this. Pivot to your purpose. Be who God created you to be. Do what He's called you to do. Trust Him with your life. And remember that the pressure you will encounter when you make this pivot, and you will encounter pressure, but it's all part of the plan. God is using it to perfect you. And it's in this pressure and through this perseverance that you find the joy of living in God's purpose. And finally, I don't care how old or how young you are, it's never too late and it's never too early to pivot to your purpose. God bless.